You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
Good morning, Maria. We have you got you in our presence today.
I have you in my presence also. Isn't that great?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Looking forward to, just finishing 2016.
Actually. Oh, absolutely. I think a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to that, yeah. Having a bit of a break.
Yes, and what a good time to watch films.
Yeah, absolutely. I have been watching a lot of TV, actually, not so much films. I find TV, you get a lot more soaked. You soak in it a lot more.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's a very good description.
Are we going to be looking at today, though?
Well, if you're in for a bit of excitement and you've always wanted to go to the Fashion Oscars, you could be watching the first, I'm doing a sales pitch, the first Monday in May, which, of course, is run by Vogue's Anna Wintour, who you'll remember from The Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lovely lady. Never met her.
Yes. Yes. Very kind of humble, compassionate person. Not. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, with Anna Wintour, I watched that documentary a long time ago, the September issue.
Yes.
She's actually a really clever lady.
Exceptionally gifted.
Yeah, absolutely. And she comes from a background of journalists. I mean, her brother, isn't he the editor of The Guardian, I'm pretty sure? Yeah. So it's not just fashion for her, I think. There's a lot more.
It's a whole part of, you know, like she's completely immersed in the world of creativity and, you know, I guess
and she's
communication
a business.
In a way.
She's a businesswoman as well.
All those things sort of tie together, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in some situations. Anyway, this event is held at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Arts, which is pretty spectacular. I don't know if you've been to New York, but it's an amazing building. And so to imagine it full of absolute fashionistas and celebrities wearing, you know, the latest, edgiest stuff is pretty sensational. And we get an inside view, which is pretty awesome. It's called the Met Gala. And it's not made for people who are not interested in fashion, in a way, or in that kind of world. It doesn't compromise. It doesn't try to, placate more general viewers. So if you're interested in creativity, colour, fashion, spectacle, New York, all of that kind of contemporary going forward stuff, this is the film for you.
Do you think it's also that if you have the money as well?
It's completely hierarchical and all about capitalism in some way.
Yeah.
There's an interesting discussion in the film about China and its influence in the fashion world, and there's a discussion within the film which I think is quite interesting about whether, you know, the kind of the fetish for Orientalism is a Western point of view, or whether it's actually, you know, showing us China from the way that the Chinese perceive.
Yeah, so there's a lot of controversy as to what approach they've kind of taken.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, there's quite a good answer provided by one of the artistic directors from Hong Kong. He's a filmmaker called Wong Kar Wai, and he just quite eloquently addresses that, which, you know, gives the movie some depth and substance and also some contemporality.
So this particular film, is it taken from the previous Met Gala that's just happened, the Oriental? Yeah, it is.
Do you know? I'm going to actually follow my sword. I don't know. I think it's the latest one because the film was released in 2015.
Yeah. Awesome. Did you enjoy it as a whole?
Yeah, I quite like this kind of genre of almost like a documentary of behind the scenes. I like having an inside view, you know, behind closed doors. It's highly unlikely that any of us in this room are going to, go to the Met Gala. There might be some listeners, but it's really great to be able to have that sort of democratic access to, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
However, of course, it's within a frame, which means it's always guided and directed by somebody else's perspective.
Right. So. Well, I think that Anna Wintour actually, commissioned the film.
Yes, yeah. I think she did.
So she's definitely got some influence over how the direction she wants it to be and how she wants things to be portrayed.
You know, there's quite a lot of this happening now. I'm trying to drag up some examples, but effectively extended advertorial, is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I stumbled on one on Netflix, which was the Tony Robbins documentary, which
comparison. Yep.
That would be fascinating because I feel like the whole culture around Tony Robbins is really interesting, but it's just a long infomercial for the Tony Robbins course.
So yeah. It's not a critical voice, it's a commissioned voice?
Yeah, it's just a whole lot of people talking about how it changed their lives.
Wow, which makes it Vanity Press, doesn't it?
Gosh, wow. Yeah.
That's incredible. How interesting. Yeah. I'll dig that one out. Thanks, Alice. Yeah.
So this is the first Monday in May, directed by Andrew Rossi.
Yes.
And it's about looking at the 2015 art exhibition, China Through the Looking Glass. And I remember actually the show, seeing all the pictures of the celebrities wearing these. They were incredible, incredible gowns. But I would like to say that I didn't really see much representation of Chinese fashion or...
See, this is the point within the film.
Yeah, like, you know, you'd see like Rihanna, like a big, big global musician, but...
In
not
fact, she performs, but
yeah,
you're totally right. This is not about China. It's about the West's interpretation of and exotic, what would you say? Like making exotic kind of references to China,
I suppose,
opposed
not
to really caring or...
Not really knowing the meaning behind what they're wearing.
Yeah.
The history, how it was like created,
something
all
like
of those different elements.
Is that the direction you're sort of...
Yeah, a little bit. But,
nice
thank you so much, Maria, for doing this review for us.
You're so
the
welcome.
First Monday in May. If you would like a copy of this
call
DVD, call in 309-3879. Happy to give it to you. It'll be a fantastic film to kind of get a little bit of insight into and gain a bit more knowledge on the weirdness of the fashion world.
And you get to see Justin Bieber.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.